It is true that I began my higher education right in Marianna, Florida at Chipola. Then it was Chipola Junior College. It is now Chipola College, before continuing on to FSU.
That's Speaker Pro Tem of the Florida House of Representatives, Marty Coley. She says getting a degree at her public college paved the way for her success in life. But according to one data analysis group, the benefits of the Florida college system are more than anecdotal. A study conducted by the group shows a positive impact of more than $26 billion on the state's economy. Joe Pickens, chair of the Florida College System's Council of Presidents, says the economic contribution is invaluable.
Florida's colleges are providing exactly the kind of lift our state needs. With a $26.6 billion boost to our economy, it's clear the Florida college system plays a vital role in shaping Florida's future.
The economic modeling specialist study isn't only looking at the impact in terms of dollars. The study also finds that almost 90% of Florida college system students who graduated with an associate's degree either got a job or continued their education at a university, and almost 80% of those who graduated with a bachelor's degree found work. That's why Representative Coley says dollars spent on colleges are never wasted.
Dollars spent on the Florida college system are indeed wisely invested, helping our state to continue growing a skilled workforce capable of competing globally, and that's extremely important.
According to the study, that workforce isn't going anywhere. The conclusion? More than 90% of Florida college graduates actually remain in the state, continuing to stimulate the economy. With an even higher return on investment than the stock market, State Board of Education member John Padgett says Florida colleges can lift people out of poverty.
We are really breaking the cycle of poverty in these families. They start with the Florida college system, and they end up in jobs.
The data analysis group also found that state government sees a rate of return of more than 9% on its investment in the college system. Governor Rick Scott has also pledged to increase funding to colleges by more than $74 million as part of his Florida Families First budget for the coming fiscal year. For WFSU-FM, I'm Ryan Bank.